Now we're going to talk about celiac disease, also known as gluten-sensitive enteropathy. And what happens is this is a disease which affects the small intestine, in particular the duodenum and the jejunum. And it's really an immune reaction. And what happens is you damage the villi in the small intestine. And if you think of what the duodenum and jejunum are doing, obviously, that's where you're producing lots of brush border enzymes and you're breaking down and absorbing food. And you'll end up with shedding epithelial cells too quickly, and then you can't produce the enzymes nor can you absorb the food correctly. It's an abnormal reaction to a type of protein called gluten, and in particular gliadin, which is found in wheat. And it's an abnormal reaction because obviously we eat this food all the time, most people, and you don't react to it. We know that there's a very strong genetic susceptibility, and we're now been able to identify the genes. They're on chromosome 6, HLA, DQ2, and HLA, DQ8. And if you remember, these genes are ones which code for your MHC receptors on your cells, in particular your class 2. These are found on antigen-presenting cells. And so what they'll do is they'll present the gliadin as if it's something abnormal, a foreign antigen, and they'll present that to your immune system cells. And then what will happen is the cells in your immune system, particularly T cells, will be activated when they respond to this, and they'll start producing cytokines, various interferons, tissue necrosis factor, and these will cause cell damage, inflammation, etc. And when the cells are broken down, as I've said before, then this is going to lead to inflammation and edema, and you're just not going to be able to carry out the normal functions of the small intestine. So when we think about our key concepts, well, we've already talked about homeostasis. Cells are strongly involved because what's going to happen is you are going to break down and shed your epithelial cells with your villi will be destroyed in the small intestine, so these are your cell membranes. And proteins, probably the most important one of all. Obviously, the protein involved here are your MHC class 2 proteins, your antigen-presenting proteins, and also the cytokines are glycoproteins, which are produced by your immune system cells once they've been activated. So this is another very, very complex disease, possibly another autoimmune disorder.